Mention Pandora and most ladies will immediately recognise it as the name for a range of exclusive Danish jewellery. Today I'm with Margrethe Marsh, Marketing Manager for Pandora. Over the past 18 months, Pandora has successfully opened over 30 concept stores, and the treasure chest and key idea has been used for many of these launches and events to create curiosity and excitement. Margrethe, thanks for your time today.
No problem. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you only get one chance to open a store. Why do you inject so much effort and energy into the event?
Any kind of a launch, in-store launch, a new store launch or a product launch is all about building excitement around the brand. And that's something that we take very seriously. So obviously we need as many people to attend the event as possible, and we need people to leave excited enough about the brand and the event that they've attended so that they'll talk very positively about it.
For each store opening, you invited nearby Pandora retailers, the local and national media, and of course, your VIP customers. How did you compile the names of the customers?
They would either be on our database from the website as Pandora, in our Pandora Club, or they would be people who have registered locally as being interested in participating in this event, either through our website or key magazines that we work with.
Please tell us about the invitation.
What we've done is we've created a beautiful full-colour DL-sized postcard invitation with a model image on it. Obviously, she's wearing Pandora, and it says on the front of the card, "Life has its moments, make them unforgettable." And then you turn the card over, and then there's the invitation to the event explaining what's happening. And then it says at the bottom of the invitation, come in for your chance to win a Pandora prize. And then there will be a key attached with a little black ribbon to the corner of the invitation.
And for every 10 losing keys, how many winners were there?
The ratio is 10 to 1.
And what happened when the guests arrived with their keys?
Oh, look, it creates some excitement. Definitely, it creates some excitement. And what we try to do is, as they're going to the treasure box to try their key, is we try to get them to leave behind the actual invitation. So we have the details of who's been there on the night. So they leave the invitation with their contact details on. They try the key, and then they leave the key in a box so that the key remains with us so we can reuse it again.
And what prizes did you give away?
Generally in the box we'll place gift boxes with jewellery so they can win an item of Pandora jewellery, or alternatively we in some cases have placed Pandora gift vouchers.
Now here's an easy question. How do the winners feel?
Oh, they love it. They love it. It's a for us it's a great promotion because of the Pandora's box and the thought that there's treasure inside, you know, because that's exactly what we provide. It's treasures of that reflect people's special, unforgettable moments.
Margrethe, there will be some people planning an event like a store opening. How would you suggest they use the key idea to build the database?
The best way to do it would be to write the actual contact details of the customer as you're sending the invitation out. Make sure those details are actually on the invitation, and ask the customers to come in with the invitation and the key attached. And then when they come and they try their key, in order to try the key, they have to leave their customer details behind. You then know that they have been in your store, and you can enter these people into your database, and then you can send them a thank you for attending as an introductory. And that's a great way to start building a database.
Well, most people could do that. Margrethe, that's all I have. So in closing, how do you feel about the treasure chest and key idea?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. It creates a lot of excitement for a new store that's about to open, or an existing store that's just having an event.
Margrethe, it's been a delight to hear your story. Thank you for sharing it with our listeners today.
Thank you very much.